Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Another financial rule of thumb, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted in the morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. As a financial planning professional, when I read a lot and I tend to gravitate towards media that espouse retirement planning solutions, of course. Well, many of them sound logical, but when I plug them into a case study, they're either very narrowly focused or they just make no sense. Every investor will have a different set of circumstances, so no one rule is going to fit all. You've probably heard of the 4% rule that you'll need 80% of your post-retirement income to retire. Well, it may work for one person, but not everyone. The latest rule of thumb that I read about is what's called the rule of 25. The rule of 25 is used to estimate how much you need to retire comfortably. A proponent of the concept says, well, it's useful for quickly illustrating the concept of financial independence. Well, at least they've qualified the action as providing a ballpark figure. Here's how it works. Take the amount you expect to spend each year in retirement. Then multiply that by 25. That's roughly how much you'll need to fund a 30-year retirement, assuming a 4% annual withdrawal rate from your investments. For example, if you think you'll spend $100,000 a year in retirement, the rule says you'll need $2.5 million invested. Jeesh. Well, it sounded real simple, but what if you have $35,000 a year in Social Security or rental property for pension income? Does that include does that 2.5 million need to grow every year? Does the rule of 25 factor in inflation? The concept does not account for individual circumstances. Here's a better idea. Look at what you need. Then look at what you have. And what can you count on receiving from other sources like Social Security? If you come up short, you'll need to have investments that make up the difference. Not a fancy rule of thumb with a catchy title, but it works. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
I don't know if you were catching our talk with Tom Leffler, our commodities reporter, a few minutes ago, talking about farm-themed restaurants.
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember the one in the Kansas City suburbs that my family and I went to several times. Now I found it. I did a little research. It's called the Farmhouse.
That's a good farm-themed restaurant.
They had a tractor out front and a plow and everything. It was just like, you know, on the farm, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of fun. And they had family-style serving, kind of a lot of like Stroud's.
Okay, okay.
It was a fun place, and they had great food up there, I'll tell you that.
Well, I think there's several others. I mean, there's the, what's that, the Red Barn or the Barn? Well, someplace, not
one. That's the west side of Kingman. Is that the Red Barn?
That might be.
Yeah.
All right. Huck is in here, and he's licking Ted's hand. Ted must
dog
have had some
with you today. Ted's been eating a donut, and you know.
Well, and then somebody I heard had mentioned the Grain Bin. The Grain Bin I thought was in Garden City.
I don't know.
And they actually had like a dance club or something to go on late, and they had pretty good steak out there.
Today is National Waitstaff Day.
Okay.
Encouraging everyone to show appreciation to all waitstaff for making our dining experiences enjoyable. At the same time, restaurant owners and managers also recognize and express their appreciation for their team of waitstaff.
They should do that. We should do that every day whenever we go someplace, not just once a year.
My twin granddaughters are both waiting for the first time.
Waiting for
year.
What?
They've got jobs at restaurants first time
this
spring. And they're doing quite well. I mean, I've had both of them. Shelly, I've had both of them wait on us. And They don't need much encouragement. They picked it up in a hurry, and they know what they're doing.
Did they bring you some free extra scallops or
something?
I don't know,
but they do bring stories home of the, you know, the customers who don't tip. And,
oh, yeah.
And they're just a pain in the, you know. So if you folks are, you have to, if you're a waiter or a waitress, we understand.
Yeah.
And by the way, coming up here in, I don't know, about a half hour, we're going to talk about some of the things that wait staff people say about their jobs and things for. They've had taken some polls. I know. Did you ever do anything to a customer that was – anyway, it'll be fun.
Oh, I had some stories. I think everybody at some point in their life should wait at tables.
That's a, yeah.
That's, you know, kind of what, you learn to appreciate. You learn to tip, that's for sure.
That's what my daughter, Stacy, wanted to do with these two girls. And actually – my grandson Nolan has also done that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure Luke has, but Nolan had done it, and yes, Stacy,
you have an appreciation for it. That's for sure, because you're getting it from both sides. You're often getting it from the restaurant owners or the boss, you know, the managers, and from the customers. And sometimes it's kind of tough.
Yeah, my daughter Stacy, when she was about 14, landed a weekend job at what's now Riverside Cafe. It was Dick and Jane's in those days.
Okay.
But she would come home, you know, 15 years old, come on a Saturday, come home with a wad of bills, you know, 3 inches thick, and say, wow. She always got great tips in those days.
I remember my sister worked at a place that was known for pies. Mm. It was kind of like the Village Inn, only, but, you know, like a Marie Callender's type place.
Yeah.
And she would come home with pies because they had an expiration on them, and I was in heaven, especially when she brought home like the berry pies.
Oh, I like that.
Oh man,
that's a good great plan.
Boy, all right. Yeah.
On this date in 1931, an incredible late snowstorm struck the Western Plains. Tribune, Kansas, received 8 inches of snow. Snowstorm caused a sharp temperature spike. 4 days before the storm, the high in Tribune was 90. On the day of the winter storm, the high was 37. Tribune, Kansas. A strange, strange snowstorm. Today is the 21st day of May, and it was on this date 144 years ago. In 1881, the American Red Cross was founded by Clara Barton in Washington, D.C. Red Cross active, just doing a research. They're doing pretty active over in Abbeville right now. And they've got them doing a lot of service over there for the folks who got hit by the tornado the other day. Red Cross, 144 years old today and still active, still helping folks. Had a tragic, well.
What's the Clara Barton stat about Kansas?
You got one?
Yeah. You don't know?
I guess I don't know. Well,
Barton County named after her.
Oh, is it really?
The only county in Kansas named after a woman.
There you go.
105 counties, only one named after a woman, Clara Barton.
There's information from Ted Woodward. Very good. George Wendt, best known for his role as Norm Peterson on Cheers, has passed away at the age of 76. His publicist, Melissa Nathan, described Wendt as a doting family man and a well-loved friend and confidant. Wendt's career began in the 1970s as part of Chicago's Second City Improv. He appeared in all 275 episodes of Cheers. And you can just tell he was a heck of a guy just by... Well, I don't know.
He talk just, about the role of a lifetime.
Norm. Authorities have reportedly made the first arrest.
You need to mention why you mentioned George Wendt.
Yeah. He died.
He passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, I did. I started with that.
Okay.
So. Yeah. It was in the...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Beginning, yeah.
Yeah. Authorities have reportedly made the first arrest in the investigation into how 10 inmates escaped from the jail in New Orleans. Authorities have arrested Sterling Williams and booked him into jail on one count of malfeasance in office and 10 counts of simple escape. Apparently, he was one of the guards or one that helped them figure out a way to get out of there.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.